The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Jules, I found a thing online. It's new research has shown that there are a stack of things that drivers are doing. They're not even aware that they're doing these things and the costly damage it causes to a car. And I've quickly ran my eyes over this list and some alarm bells have rang. Not for me, Jules.
Yeah.
But for you. I'm worried you might be doing a couple of these
things.
Here we go. Do you want me to hit you with a list?
Please.
And you can, I'll do it like a quiz and I'll give you ticks and crosses. It'll be out of six because some of them aren't relevant to you. Some of them are for driving a manual or for driving a turbocharged diesel. And your Mazda 2 is not a turbocharged diesel, is it?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No,
so,
it's a regular car.
We'll ignore those ones.
Okay.
So it's going to be out of six.
Right.
Number one. Stamping on the brakes. So this means you're following too closely behind people or you're accelerating up to the lights only to brake hard at the last minute. Is this something you do?
I would say no.
No. All right. That's a good start.
I would say no.
Causes just wear to your brake pads, apparently.
Okay.
It's costly. Ignoring your handbrake. So what this means is when you pull up on a hill, you put your car in park and then you just go, I don't need the handbrake. Car's in park. Get out. Leave it be. Apparently this puts wear on some little pin in there.
Oh, no. I'm always using the handbrake.
No, that's
sometimes I just keep driving with the handbrake on.
Well, that's, I mean, that's not good either, Jules.
Sometimes I do that on the way to work and be like, God, it's sluggish today. And then look down and go, oh, handbrake's on.
You mean your car doesn't have an alarm? Some have a little thing that goes off when you do that. Well, that's good and bad. At least you're using it, but don't drive with it on.
Yeah.
All right, this is where things I think are going to take a turn for you, Jules. Number three, ignoring dash warning lights. So the ones that come on and basically tell you something's up and you need to draw attention to it.
Yeah.
Are you ignoring lights?
Yeah, sometimes.
What are you ignoring at the moment? It's not the little orange one that looks like an engine, is it?
No, I don't have any at the moment, which is good.
But you have ignored them
in the past. I have in the past, yeah.
Yeah, that's your first cross right there. I know for a fact you're not doing this. Delaying regular maintenance. When was your last service, Jules?
I do not know. I know the sticker says next service should be at 170,000 Ks.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on about 210 Ks now.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Your poor car, Jules. It's only going to cost you more when you take it in and
I know.
They need to
That's
fix
why
half of
I'm
everything.
Not taking it in.
That's a big cross. That is a nasty, nasty cross right there.
Yeah.
All right, number four, revving the engine before it's warm. So basically they're saying first thing in the morning it's not good to start your car and just take off straight to work. You got to let it sit for a bit.
Okay.
Are you letting it warm up?
We've just got time in the morning.
No, that's a cross. You were driving straight to work, aren't
exactly.
You? Usually running a bit late too, so I imagine revving the engine a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
And I don't even need to ask this one. Running the tank low on fuel.
Always.
You have a reputation.
I know. Even the last time I fueled up, I remember I got to the petrol station and I said to the guy, you have no idea how lucky I am to have made it here. He goes, what do you mean? And it was literally, I reckon it had maybe two more metres left in it.
Yeah, and that's unnecessary engine wear right there. It puts all sediment and grime and gross stuff into your tank.
As my dad used to say, I run that car off the smell of an oily rag.
Jules, you're costing yourself thousands of dollars in unnecessary engine wear every year.
Yeah, you say that, but it still runs a treat. That car...
It's a trooper.
Is amazing.
You know what? No matter
how badly I treat that car.
It's a good advertisement for the brand and make, isn't it?
Like, yeah. The 2005 Mazda 2 runs like a bloody dream.
They need to put that in an ad. Jules drove this for like 5 years and it's still going fine. People are like, oh my God, Jules drove it.
Yeah, exactly.
It must be tough.
And never got it serviced.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.